Iraq's Christians are hopeful. Indigenous missionaries are shining the light of Christ in Nepal, and technology is a lifeline to the persecuted church. Want to know why? We'll explain on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Some of Iraq's remaining Christians are hopeful following multiple U.S. airstrikes near the Mosul Dam. Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romaine shares a report from one of their ministry contacts there.
Around the dam area, there's a lot more freedom. The families actually are filled with hope in that they might be able to return.
Right now, the U.S. is searching for help from Iraq's neighbors in the fight against ISIS. At the same time, Vision Beyond Borders is gathering help for Iraqi believers.
The churches are overwhelmed. They've been trying to help meet the needs of the people, help feed them, but there's so many.
Help Vision Beyond Borders send supplies to Iraqi Christians at missionnetworknews.org. Most importantly, pray for the people caught up in the crisis.
Pray for healing. So many of the people that have escaped have still witnessed terrible brutalities and atrocities and just need that healing power of Jesus.
Next, atrocities pile up daily in the Islamic State. There's famine, disaster, and disease on nearly every continent. So, how do you tell your kids about what's happening in the world? Do you shield them from it? How much should they know? Is it connected to the gospel mandate? These are just a few questions people are asking regularly. Well, Voice of the Martyrs USA has an insightful blog response that we're sharing on our website. Read it, and then let's talk about it. This is Mission Network News. Severe flooding in Nepal is allowing people to talk about saving faith in Jesus. So far, over 22,000 people are displaced and nearly 300 have been killed. Many aid agencies can't reach remote flood zones. This puts national missionaries supported by Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions, in a unique position. They're able to bring food, blankets, and tents to flooded villages, all in the name of Christ. You can come alongside their efforts at our website. Meanwhile, you know what it's like to go to the gas station to fill up your car only to realize prices have gone through the ceiling. Mission Aviation Fellowship feels your pain. Director of Aviation Resources David Rask says fuel is their biggest expense for their avgas piston engine and their jet fuel turboprop airplanes.
We can pay anywhere from $8 to $22 a gallon for aviation gasoline and roughly $5 to $6 for jet fuel anywhere in the world.
MAF provides air transportation to national and international ministries.
Everywhere we go, we bring the love of Jesus Christ, and sometimes before they can hear the message of the gospel, they need to have some of their physical needs taken care of.
Today, MAF is paying 30% more for fuel than they did just 2 years ago. $100 helps planes travel 70 miles. Give through a link at our website. And do you know what a mashup is? If you thought of a song created from two other songs, you're on the right track. Faith Comes by Hearing offers something more in their mashup in their Bible.is app. Bill Lohr explains.
We're bringing some content. Jesus Film is bringing some content. And then we're mashing it up. That's the term, mashup. And we're bringing out a product where people can read the Bible, listen to the Bible, or watch the Bible on their mobile devices.
In other words, they've created a way to share digital content and offer it from one source for free. It's a convenience for believers in North America, but for the persecuted church, it's a lifeline.
That stream goes out to their device. It's coming from our digital Bible platform. It just runs through their device. They can listen to God's Word in a secure manner and then have no record of their listening time on their device.
We're talking about unmatched access to God's Word in over 800 languages.
Believe it or not, those 800 languages represent 5.7 billion people.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Scriptures in Use wants you to have a free copy of their new DVD called Ibrahim and the Dreamer. Now, it's a film about the power to change lives in hard-to-reach parts of the world through their unique story-based oral communication style. Get Ibrahim and the Dreamer. You'll love it. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Ibrahim and the Dreamer link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.